You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So binge drinking internationally in here is often defined as having 6+ drinks in one sitting. It's a term that, so when you look at stats around binge drinking, that's usually what they're based on. So here is, I'm kind of a bit, it's a bit researchy, but people are tending now to call it heavy episodic drinking because binge drinking is a term I think that people have different conceptions about. So in New Zealand, there's about 1 in 5 people who drink, have 6+ more drinks in one sitting at least monthly.
Yeah, so when you say 6 drinks, when you have like a can of beer, it's usually maybe 1 to 1.5 standard drinks. So when you say 6 drinks, is it 6 standard drinks or 6?
6 standard drinks.
Okay.
Well, 6 standard drinks usually, yep.
So for some of those drinks, it would maybe be equivalent to maybe even 2 or 4 drinks.
Yeah, if you drink, and depending on the, obviously, the alcohol strength of the beer or whatever product you're having. But yeah, because beer varies quite substantially between, you know, whatever it is, low alcohol beer up to some of the premiums and boutique beers, they're quite high.
And when it comes to heavy episodic drinking or binge drinking, how does New Zealand compare to other countries around the world?
So New Zealand tends to have higher rates. High-income countries tend to have higher rates, so it has similar rates to Australia, US, Canada, UK, quite comparable, and they'd be on the higher end. And the other thing is that it's most, that binge drinking or heavy episodic drinking is most common in 18 to 24-year-olds. In New Zealand and comparably with those other countries as well.
What demographics are most at risk when it comes to alcohol consumption, overconsumption?
I would say all, because there's patterns of drinking that are different for different demographics, different age groups, different life course stages. The research shows that younger people, say 18 to 24s, tend to drink more when they drink. Older people, so sort of the midlife, sort of the 40, 45 plus, tend to drink more often. So they don't drink as much at the one sitting, but they would drink more often. And so there's different types of risks associated with drinking, you know, drinking, heavy episodic drinking, and cumulative effects of drinking more often.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there any, when it comes to alcohol consumption, is there any particular way that has the smallest impact on our health?
So all alcohol consumption carries risk. So every drink that you have carries risk. What we have here and what a lot of countries have is what's called low-risk guidelines, low-risk drinking advice. So that's evidence-based advice that's about how to keep your risk low for short-term harm, such as injury, accidents, assaults, or longer-term harm, such as health risks, disease risk, those sorts of things. So we have low-risk drinking advice. Most Western countries have that as well. You might have seen that Australia just reviewed theirs and has just released it.
Okay, so with the pandemic... So with the pandemic that we've had this year and how it has put a strain on a lot of people's mental health throughout the year, could we see drinking become more prevalent during the holiday period now that we're in a stage where it doesn't feel as much of a threat?
I would say possibly. I think because one of the questions you posed earlier was that is drinking seasonal? And it's the seasonal drinking rates aren't, there's not a lot of information out there, but if you look at sales data for alcohol, it does go up over summer. So there is a high intake of alcohol over summer, and it's often in that younger people and in that sort of midlife, 45 years plus, those two groups. In terms of the relationship to mental health, there's a really strong relationship between mental health and alcohol consumption. So the risk of mental distress for someone is 4 times higher for those people that drink heavily. And people often drink to cope, you know, they cope, they use it as self-medication or to cope with stress and distress. And we know that in lockdown, more people were drinking every day And those that did drink more than they did before lockdown, it was often due to stress. They identified stress as a driver for that. So my answer is then possibly, because I think there's that still those underlying levels of stress related to COVID, and people might use alcohol to be able to as a coping mechanism.
Okay, so when it comes to heavier drinking, what impact does it have on those who are in more vulnerable positions?
So heavy drinking puts both the person drinking and those around them at higher risk. So it's not just about the risk to yourself, but it's risk to others around you. And some of the immediate harms that, you know, that we all know about are drink driving and its consequences, interpersonal violence. So for drink driving, there's 1 in 5 fatal crashes are linked to alcohol. In relation to interpersonal violence, 2 in 5 interpersonal offences involve alcohol, and 1 in 3 family violence incidents are known to involve alcohol. So there is a direct link between heavier drinking and harm. But there's also other harms related to those around the drinker, such as people not feeling safe in public places, having, you know, alcohol damaging relationships with your friends, with your whānau. There's people worrying about someone else's drinking, people feeling stressed for themselves and others about financial concerns. So there's a range of impacts.
So as we go into the summer period and the holiday period, there's lots of events going on. Are there any particular events that are of particular worry to places such as emergency departments who are on the receiving end of those who have drunk too much?
Yeah. So there's been some research, particularly Australian research, that has ED presentations elevated the day before public holidays, New Year's Day, and the last work day before Christmas. Or it might, in your case, I don't know, might be when students go on leave. And ED departments themselves have events that are concerned about, such as O Week, New Year's Eve, Freight Day. But it's not just specific events. There's elevated presentations to ED on certain days, so Thursday to Saturday nights every week in particular areas. Also really busy nights at ED, and a lot of that is related to alcohol. So it's not just about events. And we also know that most alcohol consumed is not actually... It's not necessarily about people drinking in pubs and clubs. Most alcohol consumed is purchased from supermarkets and bottle shops, so it's not necessarily always event-related.
Okay, so for those who are going into the holiday period, so for people who are struggling with drinking during the holiday period, who can they reach out to?
So they can reach out to, there's a number of things. There's the Alcohol Drug Helpline, which they can text, look up or text, it's 8681. Could talk to their doctor, even talking with family and friends can help. If people are feeling stressed or worried, they can try the lowdown.org.nz or call or text 1737, which is the need to talk helpline. And all of those are free. Well, going to talking to your doctor may not be, but the rest of them are free. Alcohol Drug Helpline, the Lowdown, and texting 1737.
So what steps can people take so that they make sure that they're not reaching situations where they may be compromising themselves or those around them?
I think there's a number of things. So firstly, know what you're drinking. So have a look at the low-risk drinking advice. Know the sorts of, you know what's the alcohol content of what you're drinking. I'd say don't drink or limit how much you're drinking. And the other things that's really important is to look out for each other, to be kind to each other, to call out behaviours that aren't kind. And there's other things people can do, like make plans before you're going out, stick to your plans, think about not pushing alcohol on others. And I think the main thing is to look out for each other.
So that was Kath Edmondson from the Health Promotion Agency. And as she did say, there are a number of places that you can reach out if you are struggling with alcohol consumption. So you can reach out to the Alcohol Drug Helpline where you text 8681. Or if you're feeling stressed or worried, you can try the lowdown.org.nz. Or you can call or text 1737 if you're needing to talk to someone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.